Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The more we've been sitting here talking about this, and Mike Dunleavy says we're trying to maximize the window of Steph, Clay, and Steve. And we do want to chat a little bit about the fact that he included Steve in that thought. To me, I'm in on that. And not because I believe the Warriors are a player away from contention or whatever. My contention is this. I think we overstate what the Warriors have going into the future. And I want to try to do that without making it sound like I'm taking shots at Kuminga or Moody or Pajemski. They're all young players. Have we seen their best stuff? I'd argue no. But the bottom line for me is there's no way around this in the NBA. When you have stars and they have success, when they leave, you start over. You just do. You have to start over. And so the Warriors are going to be, in my opinion, starting over in a couple of years. And Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, and Moses Moody collectively add up to the same thing as if you had no players at all. You are not, like, they are not the centerpieces of anything special. You're still a lottery team. So again, it doesn't mean they're not good, but I'm willing to dance with those ideas so that you can try to be good this year.
I think that is an overstatement, and you were a lottery team last year with those players and also with Steph, Clay, and Draymond. So it's not as easy as, well, you got stars, so now you're not a lottery team, and you have those guys, and so you are a lottery team because you were a lottery team last year.
Yeah,
there's no way to escape the reality.
There's no way to escape it, but I can have
a reality team.
No, but I can have a conversation with you about that, and you know exactly that Draymond was suspended for a portion of the year. Andrew was not himself, and this team last year that didn't fit is the same team this year that it doesn't fit.
Well, this team is completely different than last year.
So it's time to quit.
This team is completely different than last year's team. Last year you had Dario Saric, and this year you've got Slo-Mo, you've got Buddy, now you got Dennis Schroeder.
But there are fundamental similarities, which is Jonathan Kuminga and Draymond Green are still both best suited to be the four. And there's only one four. And so Draymond Green can no longer be the five for the majority of games. It's too exhausting. It'll wear him down. It'll get him hurt. And Jonathan Kuminga is not the three. And so what do you do? That was the case at the end of last year. It's still the case now. And to me, if you can address it responsibly, I would.
Yeah, see, I would address it responsibly. That's different than going out there and trading multiple first-round picks and trying to trade young core. And I disagree with what you said, and you've said it a bunch already, about how you have nothing or you're a lottery team with those guys as your core. I think that Jonathan Kuminga, what he continues to show me is that he's getting better. He's getting more assertive and more comfortable as an offensive player. And I don't know if he'll ever be an all-star, but if he's your second-best player, you can be a very good team. Mm. And I look at the future of Jonathan Kuminga at 22 in year four, really year five of organized basketball, if you count his 1 year in the G League, And, you know, Steph played 3 years of college. Klay the same. Draymond played four. TJD played more, 4 or 5 years. These are more ready-made players by the time they came in. So I'm willing to be more patient with Jonathan Kuminga and allow him the grace to continue to get better at 22.
I do want to let you know, when you say that, I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. I'm here to tell you that Steph and Dre are telling you you're wrong.
Of course, because they're not going to be here. By the time Jonathan Kuminga is his best player, the best that he's going to be, by the time that is, neither one of them is going to be in the association.
And there's your conundrum. And
well, it's not a conundrum for the organization. It is for those two.
Yes.
And those two are not the organization.
Well,
memo to Steph and Dre, you are not the organization.
Then I'd argue you should be trading them.
You'll never trade Steph Curry.
Well,
that's a net negative from a business standpoint. I mean, what are we even talking about?
Then you're spinning your wheels doing nothing.
You're making money as an organization, and you're putting out a competitive product that fans want to go see.
I don't know that they need to worry about making money.
Product,
Joe Lacob will tell you straight to your face, that's not, like, he wants to win.
Of course.
He wants to win. He's not here to make money. They're fine with money. They're going to make money. Let's get David in San Mateo. Hey, David, thanks for calling.
Hey, great show, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks,
and
David.
I really agree with what Dibs said earlier. I've been a season ticket holder since the early 80s, and the last word you mentioned was entertainment. I have a partner that we split the games with. Long story short, he went to the game and said, you know, yesterday's game was the most entertaining game he's seen in a long time, win, lose, or draw. And I would say, as two gentlemen that are approaching their mid-60s, we've seen it all. And I'm to the fact, it may not be a popular opinion by people, but I'm to a point to use your assets, if that means Curry and whoever, and let them go somewhere like Klay, where he didn't work up a sweat, stands in the corner is drilling threes versus Curry running all over the place. One ankle sprain away from this decision, the season being challenging. At this point, I don't want to leverage everything. I want an entertainment product. And I use the example, I've been a vice president of sales for several years for a Fortune 50 company. And I'm continually looking each year for top talent to challenge the folks that we've had on our team here, make people feel just a tad bit uncomfortable to be on their game. And we keep talking about these two all-stars. We're talking about things that have been in the past. They're great players now, but they can't play the whole season. There's a lot of things that you're seeing in signs. So for me, as a longtime season ticket holder, I look at it as an organization where you got to continue to grow. You got to continue to bring quality people in and to eliminate everybody that has an opportunity to perform like a Jonathan Kuminga for people that are aging that just can't get it done anymore. And you go look at, they had three people that can finish the game yesterday. And the Warriors don't have any way to get an easy basket.
So, I want to ask you a question, because this is interesting. If you're running an organization and that's how you feel, and you do have these established, long-time, successful employees, and you want to run it the way that you're describing, what do you do if those very well-established, superstar employees come to you and go, you know what, that doesn't fit with what I want to do. I'd like to go.
Then I think it's a mutual decision to find an opportunity for them that they're happy and that we all find a win-win situation for everybody. Those three all-stars, including Klay as well, they had to get their opportunity. They had to replace a David Lee with Draymond. It's time for a new group of people to come in and make their mark. Why not let Steph go to a situation where it's going to get us some draft picks, get some people? This is a product. This is an entertainment product. And the last thing I'm going to say is we don't owe Steph Curry or anybody else to get some superstar, as Dib said, which is not going to make a difference. That guy's life is tremendous. and he's so happy. He's got so many things to look forward to when he's in his 40s and 50s. Why take a product and just disintegrate the quality of it?
Like, David, I get it. I completely get it. And here's where I'll give David kind of a nod. If that's how you feel, I get it. It's a minority opinion. To me, what you can't do is do both, which I kind of feel like might be your stance. We have got to hold our assets for the future. Oh, but we also have to hold Steph and Dre. I think Steph and Dre would disagree with you. I think they would disagree with it. To me, you got to pick one or the other.